Well, I mean, there's a power sharing agreement in place in the council here, and Fianna Fáil is not part of it. That has been in place now for the last 4 years. There's 11 members within the Fianna Fáil party. I think we've been consistent throughout the whole budget process. This is now into the third day that we've met and into the night at this stage. I think our position has been very consistent. The whole way in which Irish Water business has been carried out, going through the Dáil the days before Christmas, been rushed through. The opposition parties weren't afforded an opportunity either to amend or comment or make any statement on this, because the government is a huge majority. We were, I suppose, it's the first time ever that I've heard a situation whereby on Christmas Day an order was signed, this legislation was signed, and then the service level agreement was signed on the 31st of December, which is New Year's Eve. The way this whole business is being conducted, I believe the people of Donegal are getting a very, very poor deal. We've been told our assets are $355 million, the loans are $48 million, so I think we've been consistent the whole way through. The whole area of who's going to be exactly in charge of our group water schemes in a rural, huge county like Donegal, we have many of them, with talk of promoting the promoters of the schemes actually being billed for the whole scheme. It's ridiculous the way the whole situation's been handled, and I've said from the start, if there had been more consultation and more of a bottom-up approach about the network we have, the people in Donegal have huge pride, and the people, in particularly in rural areas, have invested time and money over the years in providing group water schemes in their areas, but a lot of the infrastructure we have as well, just to sign it all off, I think there has to be a strong message to government and to Phil Hogan and to Irish Water tonight that at least they could have done before now was come down and meet with us as a council. I think back in at the November meeting of Donegal County Council, I personally had a motion down asking that we meet with Irish Water. That hasn't happened either. So I think our position has been very consistent the whole way through. We're being firm the whole way through. And I think sometimes you have to take a stand by the people. And I'm proud that my party is still full square tonight and taking that stand by the people, because we have a situation now with domestic water meters going on, and charges will be in place by next year. The standing charge for many of the farming community, the business people, we're losing all that power. That power is gone completely to a private company who eventually, we've been told by government, is going to be sold off. So, you know, that power is a huge resource, and I think sometimes you have to stand up by the issues of people, and I feel this is a very, very strong issue.
When a vote's called, how is your party going to vote?
Our party's voting no. I have confirmed that in the chamber tonight, and we're very consistent on that. We're voting no on this budget.